WPFW Washington, still tuned into Midday Jazz. And I have in the studio with me Mr. Jeff Antoniuk.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Great. Thank you for coming in.
You're so welcome.
Jeff Antoniuk, in case you don't know, I don't know how you wouldn't, but he is an internationally respected jazz composer and musician who's played with everyone from Ray Charles and Natalie Cole, Freddie Hubbard, Najee, Marcus Miller, and so many others. But in addition to this, which is probably the most important role, I don't know, maybe it is for you, I would think so, you're a teaching artist.
I am.
And you're also the co-founder and artistic director of the Maryland Summer Jazz Camp.
That's right, right here in our neighborhood.
That's right. And so let's talk a little bit about your role in that arena. The Maryland Summer Jazz Camp is just next week, right?
It is.
And it's July 25th. Through the 27th, there was a one-day music theory clinic on the 14th. Sorry if you guys missed that.
It's too late, sorry.
Yeah. But tell us a little bit about what folks can expect from the Maryland Summer Jazz Camp this year.
Well, you bet. Well, as you mentioned, I'm a full-time performer. That's what I love to do. It's, all jazz all the time. But I definitely love teaching. That's an important part of what I do. And I've fallen into working with adult students.
Wow.
So when people think about a jazz camp, a jazz workshop, they're thinking about high school kids.
Yeah.
And that's a very important thing. However, there's probably 5 or 10 camps around the area for high school kids. So
True.
We started this for adults. So all your listeners out there who play piano in the evening or play bass in a little weekend warrior band, Maryland Summer Jazz is for those folks, vocalists who want to sing jazz. They sing in the shower and want to learn a little bit more. Maryland Summer Jazz is for folks 16 and older, although
okay.
our average age is 40, 50, 60 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. And so are you getting folks that have a background in performance? I know you mentioned if you play in a band on the weekends, but how much experience do you need to have in order to
It varies. We have professionals. We have full-time players that come. We have semi-pros. People with day jobs, but who have been playing for 30 years.
Mm.
And so they come to sort of hone their skills.
Nice.
We have people who maybe took classical piano lessons when they were a kid, and they've always loved jazz, and they want to sort of understand what happens with it.
That
so we really have a spot for almost everybody.
That's
now,
great.
As you mentioned, this is coming up next week. We're all but booked up. We've got a couple spots left, so
Uh-oh.
Certainly give a call or visit the website. I just heard today that we have a spot for 2 drummers
okay.
and 2 vocalists. So if that's you out there, MarylandSummerJazz.com. Drop us a line, and we can work with you.
Absolutely. And so you've got some great folks coming through to conduct workshops. Can you talk about some of those folks that are going to be coming in as teachers?
Yes. Well, one thing that's very important is we use some of the best local musicians. We've done that for the 8 years we've been doing this. The university professors, the first call musicians who you hear at Blues Alley all the time, mm-hmm. including folks from my band, Tony Martucci on the drums, Wade
nice.
Beach on the piano, Tom Baldwin on bass. But every year we bring in folks from around the country. We've had Grammy winners. We've had Dave Matthews, sax player. We've mm-hmm. had people from Steely Dan. This year we have fabulous trumpet player from Canada named Ingrid Jensen. She's from
nice.
Canada, as I am, but she's been living in New York for a long time and touring the world. Ingrid Jensen, she'll be performing with my group, The Jazz Update, this coming
nice.
Tuesday night, Blues Alley.
All right. So we look forward to that for sure. I see Ingrid, she comes down quite a bit. I see her name a lot around
she plays
here.
With everybody. She's really one of the in-demand
Travels.
People. So she was at the Atlas Theater recently with a
yes.
big band. And, you know, she travels a lot. And we're delighted that she found a little time in her schedule to come play with the Jazz Update.
That's awesome. I see that Allison Crockett, who was actually just
mm-hmm.
on Brother Oz's show a couple weeks ago, is going to be one of the – is she one of the workshop
Yes, yeah. Allison and I work together a fair amount. She's, I like her perspective. She's really a performer's performer, but an awesome teacher. And those are the folks that I look for. So Allison and I have taught together for years.
Well, why is it so, this is probably a dumb question, but why is it so important to you to sort of give back in this way, you know, teaching folks and showing them the ropes in this genre of music?
You know, I come from a long line of teachers. I have a lot of relatives. My dad was a teacher. And it's just something that I always did and never really questioned it.
Mm.
And as a musician, it's yet another way to make a little money during the day. So that was, it was something that I did. But as things went along, I really saw that this is an important part of who I am. And like you say, I think it's important for me to help people understand that jazz is accessible. Music is something right. you can do. Any kind of music, not just jazz. But jazz is, you know, it's hard and tricky. Don't get it wrong.
I know.
but it's understandable. Anybody can learn how to do it to a decent level.
Yeah.
And the joy that you get from improvising and right. playing with other people is something I want everyone to have that experience. And it's doable. So we do a lot of workshops like this, and Maryland Summer Jazz next week is one of the big ones.
Wow, I'm sort of inspired to stop through one of these years.
Oh, I hope you do. We'd love to have you.
Coming from a classical background, you know, I played piano.
And that's where I started, classical
really?
Piano.
And
absolutely.
Jazz is just, it's a beast unto itself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People think that it's something that you can just, you know, if you're blessed and talented enough, you can sit down and improvise, but really it's a science.
Well, I tell you what, you and I are improvising right now. We've never talked before today,
true.
And yet here we are talking.
That's true.
And it's really, it's that. We know that all day, it's not that scary.
That's
and
true.
That's exactly what jazz is like. It just takes that bit of homework, learn the vocabulary, learn the syntax, and
true.
And that's what we do at Maryland Summer Jazz. It's
nice.
We demystify it, let people know that the human brain is designed to improvise. We improvise verbally all the time. We improvise physically all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we just learn how to do it with music. But it's how we're wired.
That's nice.
It really is.
We do. We improvise in everyday life.
Absolutely.
And so I neglected to mention that we heard before the interview started Screwball, which is the first track on your CD, Brotherhood. Tell us a little bit about this particular project. It came out in 2010.
You bet. Yeah, that the Brotherhood CD is the second CD by my group, The Jazz Update. And as I mentioned before, some of the finest local musicians, all of whom teach at local universities as well. And that was a song that I wrote for my son. He just turned 9 years old the other day.
Oh, wow.
But he was, I think, 7 when I wrote that. So I've got a lot of nicknames for him,
okay.
depending on the day and what he just did.
Right.
But Screwball is one that kind of fits most times of the day. So I wrote Screwball for my son, Aiden.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's great. And so I want to get to another track, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the Maryland Summer Jazz Camp. Global Village, can you set this up for us? You were telling me before we got on the air that you grew up in Nigeria?
I did. I'm from Canada, but I spent 2 years in Nigeria when
wow.
I was a little kid. And again, my dad was a teacher, chemistry teacher. So we lived in Nigeria, been in mm-hmm. city for a little while. And you know, I was just a little kid running around in the jungle. I didn't know what was what or what would influence what. But
right.
as I got older, I kind of got into funk music, which got me into jazz music. And as I started learning more about jazz and where this music came from and about African-American people and the African, their predecessors, the mm-hmm. enslaved people, the slave trade, all that goes back to West Africa,
right.
where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up getting a degree in West African ethnomusicology.
Really?
Partially
yeah.
because it helped inform my understanding of jazz and the precursors of jazz. But also I got to study essentially this place where I grew up as a kid.
Wow.
So this next song, Global Village, is a song I wrote while I was doing my master's degree years ago, just sort of as an exercise to see if I could use a particular rhythm from Ghana in a jazz way.
Okay.
And never really played the song for years and years and years after it. When we were getting ready to do this CD, I sort of dusted this song off and turned out great.
Wow. Well, here it is, Jeff Antoniuk and the Jazz Update with Global Village.
Thank you.
Brotherhood, and Jeff is here with me if you're just tuning in. Hey, Jeff.
Hi there.
Hello again. That was awesome.
Great, thanks.
I really love the groove there, that rhythm. You can really hear
Absolutely.
Those African drums in that. Very mm-hmm. nice. Very, very nice. And so you're here to discuss the Maryland Summer Jazz Camp. And I want you to touch on a little bit about the audition process, because you said there are three spaces left for two drummers and...
comfortable or sure of their skills. We have space for auditors. And what that is people who come, they attend all the classes, they eat lunch with us, hang out with the faculty. But they don't have to play in the band session. So if there's someone out there who's eager to understand this, but knows that they don't have the chops to be the guitar player in a band, we have spots for some auditors as
That's
well.
Very
so
nice.
MarylandSummerJazz.com will get you information about that.
Absolutely. And so folks do, just to clear this up, have to audition in order to participate, right?
You know, yes and no. We accept a wide range of ability levels. So we will take people, you know, we don't teach people how to play an instrument. So if you've never played saxophone, this probably isn't going to be the place.
Right.
But folks that have been playing for a couple years, maybe have a little bit of knowledge about jazz and improvising, but really want to get up and running with it, that would work fine.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, we have people who are really at the beginning of their journey, all the way up to professionals, full-time musicians attend Maryland Summer Jazz to bump up their skills and study with our faculty.
Very nice. And so you guys traditionally kick off, as you mentioned before, you kick off the summer jazz camp with the concert.
Right. We traditionally do a concert the Tuesday before Maryland Summer Jazz starts. So that's next week, I guess a week from today, the 24th. Blues Alley with Ingrid Jensen on the trumpet and Jeff Antoniak in the Jazz Update.
Very nice. And so we look forward to that. And before I let you go, I want to play another tune, but I want you to tell folks, you know, your website, where they can find you on the social media outlets, all that good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I appreciate it. Well, MarylandSummerJazz.com, again, that's a place to get all the information about the concerts we have coming up. We have a couple concerts in Rockville next week. And by the way, all of our concerts are slightly different bands and entirely different music. So if you hear us at Blues Alley Tuesday night, come out Friday night in Rockville, because you'll be hearing entirely different musicians, entirely different music.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to change it up quite a bit.
Okay.
But you can find out more about the group at jazzupdate.com. And all the information, we have a very up-to-date gigs page there, and the Jazz Update, and one other group that I play with called the Mars Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
We end up playing 15, 20 times a month, so all around the area.
You're busy.
I try to stay busy.
And do you teach privately as well?
I do teach privately, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
But I end up being very busy with the workshops and clinics that I do. So,
okay. So you invite your students, I'm sure, to these workshops.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Very good. So thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And I'm kind of jazzed up about the Maryland Summer Jazz Camp now. I kind of want to check it out.
Well, I'm going to be looking for you there next week. I hope you come down.
You know, I might stop through. We'll see what happens.
Well, I tell you what, we've got an awesome, a very green location. So no matter how hot it gets, we got the trees out there. It's a beautiful spot in Rockville. And believe it or not, free parking. So some people probably attend just so they can park their car, you know?
Right. And so just to mention, that location is at St. Mark Presbyterian Church.
It is. Yeah.
And that's at 10701 Old Georgetown Road in Rockville. And it's is that on I-270?
It's right at the intersection of Old Georgetown Road and 270. It's a great location. It's a beautiful campus they have there. And we're delighted to be there for the eighth year in a row.
Oh, great, great. And so, without further ado, here's Jeff Antoniak and the Jazz Update. And this particular tune is Brotherhood, which is the title track. Tell us a little bit about why did you title the project Brotherhood?
Yeah, well, you know, I had this song, and when I wrote the song, I was going back to Canada to do some gigs at a important jazz club there. And part of it is I wanted to write something for my brother. I have a younger brother, so I had that in mind. And on this particular gig, there were going to be two tenor sax players, which is what I play. Another friend, a Canadian friend of mine, a great tenor sax player. And so I wanted to write a song for us to play together. And it got me thinking of the brotherhood of musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not meaning it to be gender specific, but I guess that's the word that came to mind. of, you know, how musicians stick together and sort of the club of tenor sax players from John Coltrane to Dexter Gordon and just what it means to play the tenor saxophone.
Right.
So that's where Brotherhood came from. And the more I thought about how the Jazz Update band was feeling at the time, we had really grown after about 5 years into having a real group sound to the point where we're reading each other's minds.
Wow.
And, you know, and it really felt like a family where you don't have to explain everything. You just kind of know what's going on all the time.
Yeah.
So the more I thought about it, Brotherhood was a great name for the album, too.
Well, without further ado, here it is, Brotherhood, Jeff Antoniuk and the Jazz Update. And thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for the invitation.
Chatting it up with me about the Maryland Summer Jazz Camp, and we'll plug it some more before the end of the show. So
awesome.
Don't worry, here it is. the title track from Jeff Antoniuk and the Jazz Updates album, Brotherhood, there. And once again, the Maryland Summer Jazz Camp is happening next week, July 25th through the 27th. And Jeff, give us the website once more.
You bet. It is MarylandSummerJazz.com. That simple.
All right. And so, again, kicking off the festival with the show at Blues Alley next week, the 24th. Jeff Antoniuk and the Jazz Update, and they're going to be joined by Miss Ingrid Jensen for that particular show as well. All right, so thank you again for coming by.
Thank you very much. Great talking with you.
And come back again.
I hope so.
All right, cool.